AI-generated overlays, lower thirds without Photoshop. Vibe Chopper generates transparent overlays, lower thirds, title cards, callouts, watermarks, shapes, straight from a sentence. No Photoshop, no Illustrator, no After Effects round trips. Drop them on the timeline and keep cutting. Overview. Gnarls here. We're going to talk about the lower third. Overview. You know the lower third. It's the chrome bar at the bottom of the screen with your guest's name and what they do for a living. It's the title card that lands at the cold open. It's the little follow button you tuck into the corner of the reel so the algorithm has something to grab. It's broadcast vocabulary. It's been broadcast vocabulary since the 80s. Overview. It's also the thing that used to mean opening a second app. Overview. You'd finish the cut. You'd realize you needed three lower thirds. You'd CMD tab to Photoshop. 40 minutes later, you'd come back to the cut with three PNGs in a folder and a vague sense that you'd lost the thread of the edit. Overview. That tax is gone. We built overlay generation into the chat. You describe what you want in a sentence, the model renders it with a real alpha channel, it lands on the overlay track, the cut keeps cutting. 1. The Photoshop tax. .com/products/Photoshop. $99.99 a month. If you've been paying that toll because your editor couldn't draw a name tag, you have been paying $720 a year for the privilege of making rectangles with text in them. 1. The Photoshop tax. That's the money tax. The time tax is worse. 1. The Photoshop tax. Every lower third you ever built in Photoshop went through the same routine. Open the app, type the name, resize the type, pick the typeface, pick the two colors, hide the background layer, export PNG, drag it back into your editor. Notice it's 2 pixels too tall. Reopen, resize, re-export, drag. Watch. Realize the cyan is too aggressive over the sunset shot. Reopen, repick, re-export, drag. Watch. 7 minutes per lower third when you're warmed up, 20 when you're not. Multiply by every guest and every interview. That's the tax. That's what we cut. 2. What you can generate. The overlay generator covered 9 kinds of asset out of the gate. We picked them by walking through every reason a creator opens a second app, and then making sure each reason had a covered case. 2. What you can generate. Lower thirds. Broadcast name tag. Name on top, title underneath, transparent background, your brand colors, the classic. Title cards. Bold intro graphics for cold opens and chapter breaks. Bigger type, more presence, same alpha background. Text overlays. A single line of text that sits over a shot. A key quote, a question, a stat callout, a punchline timer. Logo watermarks. Subtle, semi-transparent branding for a corner of the frame. Non-intrusive on purpose. The viewer registers it, the viewer doesn't fight it. Call to action buttons. A real button shape with your primary color, ready to anchor in a corner or land at the end of the cut. Social media handles. You're at with the right platform iconography around it, sized for the corner of a reel or a short. Animated style graphics. Decorative shapes, flourishes, swooshes, sweeps, for transitions and accents. Static images that read as kinetic. Geometric shapes. Hexagons, circles, rectangles, ribbons. The atomic units of design. Useful when you want to build something custom on top. Custom. You describe whatever you want in a sentence. The model renders it. If your sentence is good, your overlay is good. 2. What you can generate. That's the catalog. 9 types, 1 sentence each, no round trip. 2. What you can generate.
You picked a type, you supplied your text, you optionally passed a style, modern, minimalist, bold, elegant, playful, and you optionally passed colors. The function build a type-specific prompt. The lower third prompt is different from the title card prompt, is different from the call to action prompt, and sent it to GPT Image 1 at 1024 by 1024 with a base 64 response. The result got uploaded to object storage, recorded in your overlay library, and was ready to drop on the timeline. 2. What you can generate. You didn't pick the model. The model was already picked. You described the asset. 3. Transparency. Why the alpha channel matters. This was the part that mattered most, and it's the part that's hardest to explain to someone who hasn't fought it. 3. Transparency. Why the alpha channel matters. A PNG has 4 channels: red, green, blue, and alpha. 100% means solid, 0% means see-through, and the values in between are how you get a soft edge on a glowing name tag. 3. Transparency. Why the alpha channel matters. Most AI image generators don't produce alpha. They produce a flat RGB rectangle with a colored background, and you spend the next 10 minutes in Photoshop magic wanding the background out and feathering the edge so the cutout doesn't look like a kindergarten craft. 3. Transparency. Why the alpha channel matters. We built the overlay generator to demand a transparent background in every prompt. It includes transparent background, or PNG with alpha, explicitly. The title card prompt says transparent background. We pinned the model to the only output that's actually useful in a video edit. 3. Transparency. Why the alpha channel matters.
The asset that landed on your timeline composited cleanly over your footage. No black box around the name, no white halo, no magic wand surgery. The sunset showed through the gaps in the chrome bar. The palm tree showed up next to the title text. Alpha did its job. 3. Transparency, why the alpha channel matters. This was the difference between an overlay that looked generated and an overlay that worked. The former is a sticker, the latter is broadcast. 4. The describe it once, use it everywhere library. Generation was step 1. Persistence was step 2. 4. The describe it once, use it everywhere library. Every overlay the generator made got stored as a row in the overlays table with the original prompt, the style config, the colors, the position, the animation, the duration, the dimensions, and the public URL of the rendered PNG. It wasn't a one-shot artifact, it was a library entry. 4. The describe it once, use it everywhere library. Which meant the wedding lower third you built in March was sitting in your library in April. The follow button you described for the first reel was ready to drag onto the second reel. The podcast callout you designed for the cold open of episode 4 was waiting on episode 5. 4. The describe it once, use it everywhere library. You could regenerate it with a different style. The generate overlay variants function walked through modern, minimalist, bold, elegant, playful, and produced fresh versions in each style, keeping the same text and colors. You typed the name once, you got a shelf of looks. 4. The describe it once, use it everywhere library. The library was the part that made this feel like an editor and not a one-shot generator. You weren't starting from a blank prompt every time. You were reaching for a tape on a shelf. 5. Walkthrough, a branded lower third in 90 seconds. Let's run the rep. 5. Walkthrough, a branded lower third in 90 seconds. You're cutting an interview. Your subject is on camera at 014. You want a lower third under their name to land at 016 and hold for 4 seconds before fading.
Walkthrough, a branded lower third in 90 seconds. You open the chat. You type, 5. Walkthrough, a branded lower third in 90 seconds. The chat routed an overlay tool call with type lower third, text Steve Morocco, founder Vibe Chopper, style modern, colors primary 22D3EE, secondary FF3AA9, position bottom left, duration 4, and start time 16. The chat routed an overlay tool call with type lower third, text Steve Morocco, founder Vibe Chopper, style modern, colors, primary, 22D3EE, secondary, FF3AA9, position, bottom left, duration, 4, and start time, 16. The chat routed the type-specific prompt, the one that ends with, must have transparent background, clean, readable typography. It called GPT Image 1. The model returned a 1024 by 1024 base64 PNG. The server decoded it, uploaded it to object storage, and inserted an overlays row. Then add overlay to timeline created a clip at start time 16 seconds, length 4 seconds, on a high track index reserved for overlays. It wrote the clip ID back onto the overlay record so the two stayed linked. You scrubbed the playhead to 14 seconds, hit play, and watched your subject's name slide in at 16 seconds, hold 4 seconds, then leave. The cyan and magenta chrome bar sat clean on the wide shot. No black box, no halo, alpha doing its job. You didn't open Photoshop. You didn't export a PNG. You didn't fight a magic wand. You typed a sentence. 90 seconds. Less if you typed fast. 6. When you wanted the AI to suggest. One more move. You didn't have to know what overlay you wanted. The suggest overlay function took a clip and asked the model what would help. It pulled the first 5 frames and their descriptions. It pulled the transcript segments inside the clip's time range. It pulled the clip's narrative role if it had one. The model came back with a structured suggestion. Type, text, style, position. A flag for whether the overlay should be added at all. A reason. You read the reason, decided if you agreed, and either approved, modified, or skipped. That turned overlays from a chore into a coach. The AI looked at the shot, read the line being spoken, knew it was the speaker's introduction, and said, lower third, bottom left, modern, their name and title, because they're introducing themselves and the audience needs the chyron. You said yes. The overlay generated. The cut continued. 7. What it stopped costing. Add it up. A Photoshop subscription you didn't need anymore for graphics work you'd otherwise have done in it. 40 minutes you'd otherwise have spent building 3 lower thirds. The flow state break of command tabbing out of the editor in the middle of a cut. The micro-grief of magic wanding a background out of a generator's output. All gone. What stayed? Your taste. You picked the name,
You picked the colors. You picked the placement. You hit yes or no on the suggestion. The overlay generator didn't decide for you. It took the part of the job that was building rectangles with text in them and made it a sentence. Editing is a series of decisions and a series of reps. We came for the reps. You shot the interview, you uploaded the footage, you described the lower third. It landed on the overlay track. The cut continued. Sentence in, lower third out. Reps in, reps out. See you on the timeline. Garlis.